This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Could Russia and Ukraine be reaching an agreement as Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters day 21? Russia says the warring nations are discussing a possible compromise whereby Ukraine would have a smaller non-aligned military in the future. Ukrainian President Zelensky said just yesterday the country realizes that it cannot join NATO. The possibility of Ukraine joining NATO has been a sore point for Moscow. Today, President Zelensky addresses the U.S. Congress virtually. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Today, Capitol Hill will be the stage in the former actor's virtual tour.
Turning those skills into a really robust defense of his country.
Ex-State Department official Daniel Hamilton says it's a smart way of both keeping alive the struggle and building public support among lawmakers like Mississippi GOP Senator Roger Wicker.
We think the United States needs to do more.
But the Biden administration has stopped short of providing some of what Zelensky wants, like a no-fly zone. Still, the president is expected to announce more security aid for Ukraine after Zelensky speaks.
But Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts has this warning.
No one wants to trigger World War III, and it is important that we not have direct engagement with the Russians. It is also important that Vladimir Putin not be the one who's allowed to call the shots here.
For now, the Russians continue blasting Ukraine's capital of Kyiv and other major cities, too. The World Health Organization is reporting that the number of new coronavirus deaths worldwide fell by 17% in the last week. But the number of COVID infections rose. That reverses a drop in cases that began in January. This is AP News. Stand by for an interest rate increase.
The Federal Reserve is expected to increase its key short-term rate by a quarter of 1%, the first increase since 2018. It's expected to be the first of many to try to slow down the economy to head off higher inflation. But there's a delicate balance, economists say, in pulling that borrowing rate off the record low of nearly zero and possibly triggering a recession. Inflation is at its highest level in decades. The producer price index shot up 10% higher this February compared to last year. Central banks around the world are preparing to pull the plug on support poured into the global economy after the pandemic struck. But the invasion of Ukraine is throwing in economic variables that complicate the economic outlook. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow gained 599 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.